We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I've had a routine. Since I was a player. I mean, like dating back to 1999. And when the game begins, I start with some coffee, right? It's part of my routine. I'm drinking coffee, and then I quickly transition to gum, right? Lots of gum, not just a couple pieces, a lot of gum. And what I do is I don't like the sweetness, but I really like the size of the gum. So my normal behavior is I spit a lot of the gum.
The sugar, right?
Juice out.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you get it out of your mouth. From there, I transition to seeds. And sunflower seeds, like in the middle of the game, right? So, and that's as much as you can fit in your mouth. You're not, yep, like carrying a cup around. You're just spitting the seeds on the ground. So that is going to be a tremendous challenge.
That's Gabe. He's talking about it.
He's talking about the new rules.
The
new protocols for safety, how it's going to be hard for them not to do the sunflower seeds and the spitting and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, you got to deal with it, though.
He doesn't like the sweetness of the gum.
It's going to be hard for him. It sounds like it's going to be hard for Gabe to not spit.
Yeah, well,
yes.
Yeah, it does. I don't know if he's talking for everybody or himself.
Yeah, but he'll be, I mean, with Gabe's brain, he'll just tell his brain, like, no. You know, like, don't do it.
It's like, don't eat ice cream, right? I can't eat the ice cream.
He was so excited telling that story, too. You know, he really was. He's embracing the challenge of it, like, I think is what he said.
Listen, let me tell you. There's very few things that are just second nature to athletes, right? Especially outdoor athletes. Spitting is probably at the top of the list.
So you're with it? Is that going to be a big challenge?
Oh, yes, it will be. It will be. We brought it up to who were we talking to last week in baseball? And I brought that up. Oh, it was T-Mac. I think it was Tom McCarthy we were talking to.
Mm.
No, it was Jim Salisbury.
Yes.
And I brought up, because this is when the rule thing first came out.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know how you're going to not be able to spit. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I'm like, dude, you could just spit standing there. You drink the water bottle, and most guys don't want to swallow all the water that they're drinking, so they spit it out.
They're swishing it in and out
of
their
mouth.
Yeah,
you're just doing it to get some juices going in your mouth.
That's every football broadcast that you watch. They shoot over to the sideline, and the guy's shaking off the water, or he's saying, yeah, and he's not drinking it.
No, he's not. Yeah, he's not swallowing it. He just wants to – his mouth is dry right now.
Right.
Yeah, so he wants to get something in. And with baseball, because it's a longer sport, which means it's in the summer, so they're standing out there longer. I mean, they're not going to want to load up on a bunch of fluids, right, without spitting it out. Now, the tobacco thing, they just going to have to get used to that.
Yeah, you got to deal with it now.
Yeah, you just got to deal with that.
Well, no, they're going to be dipping in the clubhouse.
In the back, yeah.
Doing power dips.
Hiding
it. Yeah.
Ah, yes. Yeah. That's the one advantage baseball players do have. See, I didn't even really realize that. It never dawned on me that everybody isn't sitting in the clubhouse the entire game.
No.
So it wasn't until that Red Sox thing happened where I'm like, hold on. There's guys playing video games while the game is going on, or there's guys
eating
in the
chicken
back
and
eating
drinking beer.
It wasn't just game, chicken beer. And beer with the Red Sox. These bozo athletes in the back.
And Terry Francona let them get away with it there, Joe.
That's why Terry and Gabe are the same thing.
You know what? That's a great point. Our Twitter question has been brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers and Forever Mark Diamond want to thank our brave nurses. Go to marksjewelers.squarespace.com and nominate a nurse to win jewelry from Mark's Jewelers and Forever Mark.
Now, basketball players don't get to spit.
No, that would be – no, because it's not an outdoor sport, like you said.
You slip on the floor then.
Yes.
Right, but, I mean, but look at, like for instance, hockey players, right? Like,
right.
They're spitting. They're doing the same thing with the water bottle that the football players are doing.
Yep.
And they're spitting on the ice, and they're spitting wherever.
Yep.
So even though that's indoor, it's not really indoor. It's not a court where someone's going to slip on it.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you imagine how nasty that little – what is it called? The box that the hockey players sit in, their bench.
God.
Gross, I'm sure.
It's like a dugout, a baseball
exactly.
dugout. It has everything in it. Well, I mean, listen, it's going to be an adjustment, that's for sure.
Yep.
All right, it ends. I'm not going to call it yet, but the Sports Radio 94 WIP, because there's still Joe still on until 10 o'clock tonight. But right now.
A strong push.
Yeah, really.
Really strong.
Right now, the WIP account that says the Gabe Kapergood affair chance is 76% yes. Our poll. The Gabe Kapergood affair chance, 73% say yes. So it's a little bit off of what
about
the
station. About one in every four people, though, are saying he didn't. That's interesting. I thought
that's
it'd be
a way to look at it.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a little more overwhelming.
I agree with you, Joe.
People see the truth out there.
Let's take some phone calls. Justin in Tennessee, our buddy Justin in Tennessee, getting ready for the Memorial Day weekend. Justin, how you doing, feller?
What's happening, fellers? How y'all doing?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Justin?
Boys, I just got off work. I'm ready for a big long weekend. I am give out, but I just want first and foremost.
You got the Ike juice ready to go? You got some Ike juice ready to go?
No. I'm Dr. Pepper, if that's what you want to call it.
Well, that's your form of Ike juice, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah,
okay.
That's my form of Ike juice.
Okay.
Dr. Pepper.
That's acceptable.
But first and foremost, I just want to congratulate everybody at WIP. I mean, that's. Y'all have done awesome this week. You have. Jens has done a phenomenal job. And, I mean, you guys know I'm mainly just an Eagles fan. But I listen every day, no matter what. And all of y'all have done a great job. Never had the pleasure of speaking to Joe Gilio before. But how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
You don't get to talk to him very often, do you, Justin?
No, I don't talk to him a whole lot.
He's in the flesh, though. He's right here. He's in the flesh.
He needs to know, though, that I am the president of the East Tennessee chapter of the LTBB community.
Oh, I know this. I hear on my way in. I know what goes on.
All right. But anyway, I just wanted to say my hats are off to all you guys. You have done a great job this week. You have enjoyed every bit of the content. But in my opinion, he had more than a fair shake, because anybody who's going to take a bite of ice cream and spit it out in – my grandpa's words, or I like to call it my papa's words, is nuttier than a squirrel turd. Y'all have a good day, and we'll holler at you later, boys.
All right, there he is, Justin. Good weekend.
Yeah, I have no retort. The ice cream thing's weird. That's nutty.
He's about as weird of a sports figure that's come across the city in my lifetime.
By the way, I was up early enough to hear your take on ice cream this morning.
Vanilla.
Yeah.
It's the best ice cream.
That doesn't surprise me. He said vanilla. Plain vanilla?
Not vanilla bean.
Vanilla bean's good.
It's good ice cream.
Yeah, but like salted caramel or.
I mean, I like those, but I just, if I'm going to have
he
my.
Prefers
I'm
going to
go with vanilla.
Yeah, this just makes too much sense, right?
Yes, it does. It makes,
yes,
it makes
Joe,
perfect sense.
Joe Gilio, vanilla ice cream.
Vanilla guy.
Vanilla, Nick Foles. Listen,
all right, second.
Like simple things that win. That's
second
all.
Choice. Second choice.
Simple things that win.
Second choice?
Chocolate.
No.
Do you like vanilla or chocolate?
Chocolate chip, second choice.
Oh, look at that.
Okay, there you go.
All right, Hassan, Strawberry Mansion. Hassan, what's up, brother? How are you?
Not much. I'm good, fellas. How you guys doing?
My man.
What's up, Hassan?
Rainy afternoon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I called in to pile on Gilio. Ike, you've been doing such a good job all afternoon.
Oh, but thank you. I enjoy it.
Like, Gilio. He made too many mistakes trying to be analytical. Then he come to the podium afterwards. Yeah, 90% of it is him coming to the podium after it. But he didn't know the job. He didn't have the players, I'll agree. But he this job wasn't for him. This town isn't for him. He'll be fine in San Francisco probably.
Oh, yeah, he'll go. He'll get along swell out there.
They already hate him.
Well, yeah, they
already hate
they
him.
Didn't like the hire. But I think he'll fit in a little bit better.
The whole thing with the Dodgers and what happened with the minor league
which
players.
Which really didn't become a story here.
It did not. No, it came out, but we kind of, I mean, I don't know. It was relatively difficult to.
Well, I mean, we didn't know. I think it's different when someone gets hired because you dig into their past. He was already the manager here.
Right.
So it didn't. It wasn't as big of a story here.
Let's go to Gary, South Jersey. Gary, how are you?
Doing pretty well. How about you guys?
Good, man.
What's up, Gary?
So I wanted to talk. I think Gabe was not given a fair shake here, but it was his own doing. I like to take a page out of the Sixers book here, right? You look at Brett Brown, they came in a similar situation. They were rebuilding. The team was not expected to do that well in their first couple years. But you have to maintain relationships, whether it's with ownership, with fans. To get yourself that next chance, you have to ensure that you are killing it in that phase. And Gabe was not. And that's why he was not awarded that next chance. And, you know, similar to Hinkie, right? You know,
yep.
Long-term stuff, good. But if you're not maintaining those relationships, you better watch yourself because you cut you real quick.
I think that's fair.
I tried to use that as a parallel earlier today, with the whole Brett Brown. I mean, we didn't ask him to win early, but if Brett had been coming out there and it wasn't relatable or it seemed like he didn't get being here in Philadelphia and what it was all about. Now, he may have played to the audience a little bit, but you got to do that, though. Like, sometimes when you're new and you're different, you got to do that. Brett came here with a Boston accent, a thick Boston accent, by the way. But we bought into Brett Brown. Gabe came, West Coast, you know, the other stuff. It was too much to overlook, and he didn't help us overlook the non-baseball stuff.
Like he didn't play the game.
Yeah, he didn't play the game.
Well, he just didn't naturally relate enough to the fan to where Brett Brown is. Now people really want Brett out of town because the coaching just hasn't come around to our satisfaction. To where early on, I could listen to Brett talk all day. I love Brett.
Yeah.
You do love Brett Brown.
I love Brett Brown, I do.
I think everyone loves Brett Brown.
Yeah, it's just not as a coach anymore. All right, we'll come back. Last chance to get in with phone calls, 215-592-9494, 215-592-9494. It is Marks and Reese, and we'll come back right after this. Hey, let's talk about Marks and Reese text line coming up next. Let's talk about Marks Jewelers for a second. Marks Jewelers and Forever Mark Diamonds have teamed up to support our nurses working on the front lines, and as a tribute to their dedication, compassion, and heroism, Marks Jewelers would like to nominate, a deserving nurse. So go here. Marks-Jewelers.com, and one nurse will be selected to win Forever Mark Diamonds Tribute Collection Gift. It's Marks Jewelers and Forever Mark Diamonds' way of saying thank you to our nurses. You can vote now at Marks-Jewelers.com. All right, we are back. Marks and Reese, Joe Giglio has been here since 6 a.m., or probably before 6 a.m. He's been on the air since 6 a.m. He will continue hosting his own show until 10 o'clock tonight. And Once and For All has been sponsored by Bush Auto Group. Online car buying made easy at bushautogroup.com. And we thank them for sponsoring a great week of programming. And Joe, I'm officially 0 for 5. Ike, 0 for 5. A couple strikeouts.
Everyone has 0 for 5.
A hard hit ball.
Yeah.
You know, a weak grounder.
Gabe would talk about how well the at-bats were. Marks' at-bats were great.
I think I was 3 for 5 this week. 4 for 5. What was that?
I was 3.
You were 3. I was
0 for 5. I started off.
Oh, no. Yeah, my Jimmy Rollins attempt went.
Yeah, that was your one bad
attempt.
That was your bad
attempt.
That was your Jordan flu game.
Food poisoning.
I started off 3 for 3.
Yeah, but he played well in the flu game. What do you mean?
Yeah, didn't Jordan have like 38 points in the flu game?
Yes.
He didn't do bad in the flu game.
We just watched it.
Yeah, because he didn't have the flu, nor was he food poisoned. He was hungover.
Probably.
Come on, Michael.
Possibly.
Don't lie anymore.
Oh, let's see. Kincaid also talked about the whole reason why Gabe stopped playing, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah,
there
steroid accusation out of nowhere.
Yeah. I look like, whoa, what are we doing here?
Here's the thing. If Gabe Kapler was
I don't even want to comment on that one. Yeah.
If he was a really good player, that might be important.
Yeah.
But he wasn't.
Right.
Who cares? Like, maybe.
Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Celebrate the weekend with your Chickies and Pete's favorites, plus refreshing $5 Tito's cocktails to go and $10 domestic six-packs of beer. Restrictions apply. Chickies and Pete's. All right, we'll take as many phone calls as possible before the end of the show, but it's the Marks and Reese text line, 888-729-9494. You text that number, 888-729-9494. If it's good or bad, you could make the Marks and Reese text line.
Text line.
This guy ruined baseball for me, and you guys are just laughing about it. Ruined! Nick in Collegeville.
He ruined baseball. He ruined baseball for you.
What was baseball like for Nick from 2013 to 2017?
Yeah, really.
When they were awful.
Yeah, in line.
See, that's the one thing with Gabe is that, like, just some people just from Jump Street just something went off in their head that was like, I hate this guy.
Yes.
Right? And, I mean, honestly.
Oh, no. It could have been pictures of him.
Was it the
I mean,
coconut
it could have been
oil?
A number of things, yeah. It's not like people had no reason.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's a reason to hate a guy because he's.
Well, hate's a strong word.
Well, I mean, that's what Nick was saying.
It's just interesting that, you know, of all the Gabe-isms and all the things you talk about of Gabe, no one ever brings up Howard bringing up the coconut oil in his opening press conference.
Yeah, Howard has
if we want to blame Howard for all this, I'm all for that.
Well, and in part because the thought of it makes you feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Thinking about Gabe and that.
Yeah, I don't need
sure.
I don't need to know why he did it.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
I just want to pretend he didn't do it.
Get Joke Gilio off the air. John and Manayunk.
Joke Gilio, huh?
Joe's not a joke.
No, come on, man. Did a fine job today trying to
thank you.
Trying to represent. Like, listen, you came in here knowing that you were fighting a fight that was not going to win.
Oh, yeah, I was pushing this boulder up a hill.
Yeah, you were. You did a good job.
What's next? Elliott Shore Parks is going to be put on for 16 hours to bash the Bronco? Dave and Delco.
Sounds like an idea.
Yeah.
How about next Tuesday?
I'm all for it.
Although Santa Gilio lost today, he did present well and argued like an emotional warrior. He probably tried too hard. Why don't you oil up with a coconut and wake up in your Speedos wherever you want to in San Francisco and take Johnny Flip-Flop with you? Holly at your boy two times. Tom from Abington.
Wow, T.A.
Yeah, I saw a couple of his tweets, too.
John doesn't like that. You see that reaction?
Yeah.
John doesn't really like Tom.
I really don't. Like, he's a great listener, and I'm sure he's a nice enough guy. But, you know.
Gilio wants to defend Kapler by saying he had no help because of injuries and lack of talent. Another SPDMG double standard special. The Bronco had the same problem and still made the playoffs. Keep swinging, Joe. Maybe you'll give him a cold. Scott from Delco.
I just figured this out. What the hell? Why are you doing text messaging?
Listen.
Did Battle leave out of here today?
Yeah, correct.
Battle scooted out of
here. I'm not working enough today. I'm doing someone else's job now.
Exactly. We got him doing the text line, too.
Yeah, it's a holiday weekend. At like, what time was it? 3:30, 4 o'clock? Battle's like,
I need to get out of here.
Hey, Joe, man, you need to take off all next week, man. This is unbelievable. Are you kidding me? He's doing text line?
He doesn't take off all next week. He barely works during the summer.
He just worked the guy like a mule today, man.
We're making up for all those Phillies games the last couple months.
Hey, Joe, can you run the board from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m.?
Exactly.
Once you get off the air.
That might be where we draw the line.
Joe can't run a board.
I can't do that. Gilio has been wrong the last 2 days, but I enjoyed him slapping around Eskin yesterday. Matt in Richmond.
Text line.
That's always enjoyable.
That's what I got to say.
Just you two going back and forth is always enjoyable.
I don't feel like the Foles side won yesterday. I didn't do a good enough job. But
yeah.
Howard didn't do a good job for the Wentz side yesterday. I got to say.
You definitely.
I don't know what he was saying.
He's a loser.
You did a good job. You did. All right, couple phone calls.
I'm laughing because I felt that way on the way home last night. What are you doing, Eskin? You need to come up with better arguments than this, man.
Yeah, no, you had him frazzled. You did.
Eskin was handed a 28-3 lead and almost blew the game. What are you doing, Howard?
Quickly, phone callers. Justin in Florida. Justin, go ahead. How are you?
Like, how are you handling them today, man? How do you put up with that crap all day?
Oh, man, because I love these guys, man. It's all fun. It's all fun. And quite frankly, when you're on the right side of things, it's easier to handle.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, you know, you're speaking from a position of rationality and reason, you know? When you leave there, Mike, you're still right. You know, they're living.
All right. So what's your reason there, Justin, in Florida? Give us your reasoning. I didn't like the way he talked at press conferences. Right.
No, Joe, I would say this is directed toward Joe, and John, you can take it however you want it. But,
yes.
You know, the end result is he didn't do a good enough job as a manager. He seemed like a really nice guy, smart guy. He didn't make all the best baseball moves at times. You know what? Joe made a point earlier. He said, oh, who's done more with less? You know, managers can't win games unless players are of a certain caliber talent-wise. Well, you know what? The guy we just got is our manager. Won manager of the year with a bunch of garbage down here in Florida. They had like the lowest payroll. It was way below everybody else's payroll when he won manager of the year. And he did it because he made good baseball decisions. He's a better manager. I know you guys are not arguing whether he's a better manager, but don't set a double standard and say managers can't overachieve with less. They can.
He did a very good job. Joe Girardi did in 06 with the Marlins. You know, they also won 78 games. Like, let's not pretend he won 90 games. He won 78 games and won manager of the year because they were projected to be really bad. I love Joe, but
that was the worst team though.
It was. But he didn't even have a winning record.
Right. Yep. Mm.
All right, today's broadcast has been brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Celebrate the weekend with your Chickies and Pete's favorites, plus refreshing $5 Tito's cocktails to go and $10 domestic six-packs of beer. Restrictions.
Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
The Seahawks have signed Carlos Hyde.
Oh.
Oh.
So hold on. So Freeman didn't want the deal then, huh? Or unless that deal wasn't
Or they got Hyde true. For cheaper.
Right.
So that leaves what, Devonta Freeman and LeSean McCoy for the Eagles?
No. Yeah. Where's my no?
Oh, yeah.
Neither one. Maybe Freeman.
Oh, you'll be happy when they sign these guys.
Freeman.
I hope they sign Shady.
Yes, that's who you want him to sign, Shady.
Definitely.
Freeman I'd be okay with around veteran minimum, like $1.5 million. I think that makes a lot of sense.
He just turned down $4 million. You think he's coming here for $1.5 million?
He was not offered $4 million.
Oh, he wasn't?
Well, the term was up to $4 million, which is code for BS. He's making $4 million. But, I mean, they signed Hyde. So if they were offering him $4 million and he said no, I doubt it. I don't know. We'll see. I'd like a backup running back. It'd make a lot of sense. Everybody have a great weekend. Ike, anything special planned for your Memorial Day weekend?
No. Hey. We're in a pandemic. What am I doing? Going to the shore?
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Well, that's not a special plan. That's
doing a little barbecuing with the family?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
All right. Jillio, just go home and sleep for the weekend.
All right, well, that's what I'm doing.
All right, good. And guess what? Jillio's going nowhere. He's coming back for the Joe Jillio Show from 6 to 10. Everybody have a safe, have a great Memorial Day, and we'll talk to you next week. See you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.